AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A pair of Senate committees looking into the January 6th attack on the Capitol determined that an intelligence breakdown led to problems that made the attack more dangerous and destructive. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says former President Donald Trump's role was not a big part of the investigation.
The Republicans reportedly didn't want any mention of him at all. And to find out, I think we should find out if other members of Congress participated in this as well.
Republican Leader Mitch McConnell says he's satisfied with the results of the committee's work and what the Justice Department is doing, so he doesn't see the need for a congressional commission.
And I'll continue to urge my colleagues to oppose this extraneous layer when the time comes for the Senate to vote.
A man in Southern California, Marcus Anthony Eretz, is charged with murder in a road rage shooting that killed a 6-year-old boy on a local freeway last month. Police say they believe Eretz's girlfriend was driving and he fired the shot that killed the boy while his mother was driving him to kindergarten. ProPublica, using information supplied by an anonymous source, has found that the richest 25 people in this country paid far less percentage-wise in taxes than the average worker. The AP's Jennifer King reports.
The report found the richest 25 Americans pay less in taxes than many ordinary workers do, an average of 15.8% of adjusted gross income. Among other findings, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos paid no income tax in 2007 and 2011, and Tesla founder Elon Musk paid zero income taxes in 2018. Financier George Soros paid no taxes from 2016 to 2018. IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig, testifying today before senators on the Finance Committee, said that when it comes to enforcement of tax collection, the agency is outgunned. As far as the ProPublica data, he said they're investigating the leak. I'm Jennifer King.
Pfizer expands testing of its COVID-19 vaccine in children younger than 12. This is AP News. A migrant mother and daughter reunite.
6 years ago, Glenda Valdez kissed her toddler Emily goodbye and left Honduras for the United States. Valdez saw an AP photo of Emily trying to cross the border into the U.S. They reunited at the airport in Austin, Texas. Emily is now 9. At the border, she said she was thirsty and didn't have anything to drink. She didn't like it and didn't know where she was going. Once mom saw the picture, she started making calls. Valdez says she now feels complete. Children are typically released with instructions to appear in immigration court, where a judge rules on their asylum claims. Decisions can take years. I'm Ed Donahue.
A cicada-caused car crash in Cincinnati. One of the critters flew through an open window, hitting the driver in the face last night. Police say he then slammed into a utility pole. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.